Apply for a death certificate. Information about registration of a death and applying for a death certificate. The registration of all deaths is compulsory. The births, deaths and marriages registration act requires a person, usually the funeral director, to notify the registry of births, deaths and marriages within 14 days from the date of the funeral service. The doctor who is responsible for the medical care of a person before their death or who examines the deceased person after death, must complete and sign a medical certificate cause of death. This certificate must be issued within 48 hours after the person's death and given to the funeral director or persons arranging the funeral service. The doctor is not required to give this notice of the cause of death in circumstances in which the death is reported to the state coroner. In most cases, the funeral director orders a death certificate on behalf of the family or persons representing the deceased at the time of registering the death. Once registered, the registry sends the death certificate to the funeral director for forwarding. At any time after the death is registered, an eligible applicant can apply directly to the registry or the nearest courthouse for a death certificate to be issued. Overseas deaths. Where a person dies outside of Australia, the death should be formally registered in the country where it occurred and the death certificate obtained from the registering authority of that country. However, under Section 40 of the Births, Deaths and Marriages Registration Act 1998, Act, if a person dies outside the Commonwealth of Australia, and the person is domiciled or ordinarily resident in the state, or leaves property in the state, the death may be registered under this Act. This does not place a mandatory requirement on the registrar or any other person to register deaths occurring outside Australia, nor is it intended to duplicate death registration processes of overseas countries or to provide for registration of deaths of persons who were living overseas but were born or lived in Western Australia at some previous time. From time to time, situations may arise where the overseas death certificate may not be accepted in Western Australia when dealing with the estate of the deceased. In these situations, please contact a registry for further advice. Coroners. If the death is subject to a coronial inquiry, the death will still be registered. However, until such time as the state coroner completes their inquiry, the cause of death will not be stated. This is called an incomplete death registration. If required, a death certificate can be issued at this stage. At the completion of their inquiry, the state coroner will advise the registry of the cause of death details to be added to the death registration. A complete death certificate may then be issued by the registry to the funeral director if previously ordered, or an eligible applicant can apply directly to the registry or a court for a death certificate. For more information, visit the Office of the State Coroner website. Apply for a death certificate. You can apply for a certified death certificate if the death is registered in Western Australia. If the event occurred in another state or territory, please contact a relevant registry office. Who can apply for a death certificate? Access type. Applicant. Specific requirements. Historical. Anyone, must be 16 years or over for deaths 30 years old or more. Family. Current spouse, including de facto, only where a de facto partner is named in the death registration parent. Child. Restricted, unless the applicant can provide evidence of relationship, e.g. named on death certificate, copy of marriage certificate or evidence of de facto relationship, e.g. evidence of same address, joint bank accounts, joint utility accounts. Non-parental custodian or guardian. Document establishing legal custody or guardianship. Other relative. Former spouse or de facto. Restricted, unless the applicant can provide written authority from a person entitled to the certificate as identified in this policy document. Evidence that the certificate is required for some legal right or entitlement. Evidence that there is no other living relative. Deceased estate. Executor or administrator. Public trustee. Application must be on business letterhead, or must show evidence of applicant's executor, administrator or trustee status. Welfare. Government or non-government welfare agency. Application must be on business letterhead and must be acting in the interests of or with the written authority of the next of kin of the person named in the certificate. Court, state or federal. Application must be on court letterhead or a court order provided. Law enforcement. Any government body dealing in law enforcement, e.g. police, anti-corruption commission, courts etc. Application must be on business letterhead and must be made in pursuance of an investigation or preparation of a prosecution or pursuant to a valid warrant or court order. Does not include debt collectors or private investigators. Medical organizations or government body requiring to contact persons with a potentially life-threatening medical condition. Applications must be made on business letterhead and referred to the registrar for consideration. For general medical research inquiries, refer to registrar for consideration. Government bodies, statutory access. Government body having right of access under federal or state legislation, e.g. Child Support Agency, Centrelink, Department of Communities. Application must be on business letterhead or approved form, e.g. Child Support Agency verification form. Solicitor. Application must be on business letterhead and solicitor must be acting for a person entitled to access under family or deceased estate. Funeral director. Funeral director applications must be received with the death registration form or within the months following the deceased's date of death. Applications after this time will be treated under other agent. Other agent, including consulates, any person with written authority from the person named in the certificate or a person entitled to the certificate as identified in this policy document. Identification documents of the person named in the certificate or other person entitled to the certificate as stated under family. Power of attorney. Documentary evidence of power of attorney required. Must be referred to manager to verify if power of attorney extends beyond the person's property or financial affairs. Before accepting payment, courthouses must forward certificate applications with a copy of the accompanying power of attorney evidence to the manager for consideration. Benefit. Credit companies, superannuation funds, trust funds, banks, life insurance funds. Restricted, unless the applicant can provide. Application must be on business letterhead and provide written authority from a person entitled to the certificate as identified in this policy document. If consent is not available, only confirmation of the following information will be provided. Full name of deceased. Place of death. Date of death. Registration number. Date of birth / age. Place of birth. Gender. Current as at the 24th of January 2018 and subject to change without notice. Australian Death Notification Service. The Australian Death Notification Service lets you notify multiple organisations of a death through one simple and secure online platform. Forms and fees. Forms refer to death certificate application form. Fees. The fees for applying for a death certificate $55, certified death certificate $36, reduced fee death certificate for a death or birth or marriage that was registered 75 or more years ago $20, uncertified copy of a death registration, deaths prior to 1983. $42, priority service, processing the issue of a certificate in priority to other applicants, in addition to the certificate fee. The following payment methods are accepted: credit card, MasterCard or Visa only, EFTPOS debit card or cash, when paying in person, check or money order, payable to registrar of births, deaths, and marriages. When paying at a Western Australian court, payable to the Department of Justice. Overseas applicants, dollar ord via credit card, MasterCard or Visa only, or international money order or bank draft, payable to registrar of births, deaths, and marriages. Refund policy. The refund policy, PDF 541.32 kilobytes, outlines the circumstances that are considered for refund of fees paid for goods or services provided by the Western Australian Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages. Identification that you need. Applicants are required to provide at least three forms of evidence of identity documents before being eligible to receive certificates. One from List 1, 2 and 3. At least one containing a photograph. Or one from List 1 and two from List 2. At least one containing a photograph. Or two from List 2 and one from List 3. At least one containing a signature. List 1. Link between photo and signature. Australian driver's license. Australian learner driver's permit card. Australian citizenship certificate, with evidence of residential status. Australian firearm license. Australian passport. Defence Force / Police ID card. Western Australia photo card, over 18 or proof of identity card. List 2, evidence of operating in the community. A financial institution debit or credit card, not accepted for online applications. Australian security or crowd control license. Birth certificates, birth extracts are not accepted. Centrelink/Veterans Affairs entitlement card. Document of identity issued by the passport office. Medicare card. Naturalization, citizenship or immigration papers issued by the Department of Home Affairs. Overseas passport. Student identity document or statement of enrollment. Working with children check card. List 3, proof of residency. Driver's license renewal notice. Financial institution statement less than 6 months old. Motor vehicle registration. Property lease or tenancy agreement. Shire/water rates notice. Student report or certificate less than 12 months old. Utility account less than 6 months old. For overseas applicants, the registry will consider overseas equivalent evidence of identity documents. Where to apply? Certificate applications can be submitted online. Apply online at the Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages online. In person. At the Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages in Perth or at any court location in Albany, Armidale, Broome, Bunbury, Busselton, Carnarvon, Cully, Derby, Esperance, Fremantle, Geraldton, Joondalup, Kalgoorlie, Karratha, Katanning, Kununurra, Mandurah, Manjimup, Meriden, Midland, Mora, Narrogin, Northam, Rockingham, and South Headland. By post. Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages. P.O. Box 7720. Cloisters Square. Perth WA 6850.